Hi, I'm Doug Gordon. Welcome back to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. Tom Sharpling has hosted the popular radio show The Best Show with Tom Sharpling for 18 years. His fans include John Oliver, Mark Maron, and Patton Oswalt. He also served as executive producer and writer for the TV series Monk, starring Green Bay's own Tony Shalhoub as a detective dealing with obsessive-compulsive disorder. But despite his uncanny ability to make people laugh, Tom Sharpling has dealt with mental illness for most of his life. He opens up about his battles with depression, guilt, and shame in a candid memoir called It Never Ends, a memoir with nice memories. Tom is able to find the good in his life and encourages readers to do the same. One of his book's many revelations is that Tom Sharpling's name isn't really Tom Sharpling. It's Tom Giuliano. So why did he change his last name to Sharpling?
It was just kind of a mishmash of some people I liked. Gary Shandling, Al Sharpton, Mel Sharples from Alice. It was just a little bit of everything thrown in there. Mushed them all together and came up with Sharpling.
Did changing your name have the goal that you wanted of changing the way you thought about yourself, your self-image?
It was still me. It just gave me a chance to be me, if anything, like to be the actual person, not still live in the past with some inherited baggage. It really was a way to just move forward.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by be yourself? Like, what was different about your behavior and the way you thought once you changed your name?
I don't know. I mean, I was just trying to do whatever I could to get by. This is not like there was not really some master plan with any of this. It's just you do little things and then you turn around and a lot of time has gone by and that's where you ended up.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I've got to ask you about your Patti Smith experience. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I was just in San Francisco for the San Francisco Sketch Fest and my partner, John Worster, comedy partner, John Worster, and I were in the lobby of the hotel, and we kept seeing Patti Smith over and over. And then finally, she was clearly staying at the same hotel for a couple days. So by the fourth time, I was like, I want to just say something to her. And she got into the elevator. I followed her in, and I said, hey, how are your shows going over at the Fillmore? And she was like, oh, they're good. And then I said, well, then I was trying to come up with something interesting that I could say that wouldn't just be the run-of-the-mill questions she gets asked. And so I asked her if she ever saw Humble Pie back in the day, is how I phrased it, which is not exactly how I talk, but I don't know why I said it that way, but I did. And she immediately was not into it. And yeah, I totally ate it in that moment. And it was pretty bleak. And I think she got off at a floor that wasn't her floor, perhaps, just to get away from the guy talking about humble pie. Yeah, it was one of the many dumb things that's happened to me.
Mm. You're probably best known for your very popular radio program, The Best Show with Tom Sharpling. Can you tell us a bit about the show and what you get out of doing it?
Yeah, it's a weekly call-in comedy show. And it's just the most satisfying thing I've been a part of creatively. It's a fun space to work within, to just be able to fill it up however I want. I get to do stuff with John Worster every week and take calls and just go wherever it goes. It's very, very liberating to have a creative platform that can just take on whatever shape I want it to take on.
Guy Noir, which apparently is one of these Garrison Keebler routines that he does. I think it's like a detective thing where it's like,
it's me. I'm going to portray a guy noir now. And there was a murder at Lake Wobegon. Four dead bodies were found in the sitting room of Mrs. Dalrymple.
You worked as a writer on the TV series Monk, which starred Green Bay's own Tony Shalhoub as a detective with an extreme case of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was great. It was getting to write on a television show is always amazing. And this one in particular was just so much again, we just had so much room to try different things and to have fun with it. And Tony's just the best. So he made it all possible.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of just how he was the best, how he was so great to work with?
He's just game for just about anything. He really respected the writers and gave us chances to try stuff and would try to bring anything we would come up with to life and see what was possible. And that really just encourages a very positive, creative atmosphere.
Adrian, take off your sunglasses.
Why?
You look like a drug dealer.
No, I don't.
I'm telling you, you do. You fit the profile perfectly. You have 18 suitcases and you're wearing a suit. I mean, if you were a cop, wouldn't you think you look suspicious?
Buenos dias. How long will you be in Mexico?
2 to 3 days.
I'm not a drug dealer.
Pardon me?
I'm not a drug dealer.
Uh-huh. I want you to park over there and meet me inside.
Do you have a proudest accomplishment, an episode that you did most of the writing on Monk that you're most proud of?
You know, it's so funny. It's like it was a show that I tracked every part of everything for 8 years. And then, like, I think about it now and I just, like, I worked on all of it. I was not alone working on it, obviously. Andy Breckman created the show. He was the one driving the bus with it. But it's like, I just was there the whole time, and I just pitched in on all of it. Writing a TV show is a relatively, it's a funny concept because it's ultimately, there's so many people pitching in. It's not like the kind of thing where you write a script and you hand it in and then they go film it. It goes through so many people. And sometimes I would be the one helping rewrite a thing and trying to heighten things or improve things. And sometimes I'd be the one who wrote the basic script and then other people pitched in on it. TV writing is so collaborative. It's like working on one huge episode that's 125 hours long.
Right. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. How difficult was it for you to write this book, to revisit all these, the painful memories that you could remember and you know, the depression and sadness?
Yeah, it was pretty hard. It was very hard. It was just a real challenge to have to write about things that would not come naturally to write about, and to have to put some of these things onto paper and try to make them honest and authentic, and also being funny too the whole time. It was a real tightrope.
Yeah, and you walked it very well. You walked it masterfully, I would say.
Thank you.
As it says on the cover of the book, a memoir with nice memories, which is true, but it also has some not so nice memories. And I think you did a really good job of finding a balance. And even though there's a lot of dark content overall, the book ends, and there's a lot of laughs throughout, and the book ends on an optimistic note.
Thank you.
In the final chapter of It Never Ends, you write, quote, "This is not a book about writing a book, but rather a book about the hurdles I needed to overcome to realize who I actually am," unquote. I'm really struck by that sentence. So, and it leads me to this question. Do you now realize who you actually are? Has it changed? You know, has writing this book changed the way you view yourself?
I don't know if it's changed me, but it's definitely given me some perspective on myself. It's hard to say. It's really, 'cause it's happening in real time. It's like I wrote the book, and then 1 minute after I wrote that sentence, I mean, I was back into the real world again. And it's not always easy to be so incredibly self-reflective about things in the moment. So it was a special thing to have an opportunity to take a step back and look at the whole of my life and get to see the patterns and the things I did over and over, or the things I tried to stop doing. I'm sure that'll just change me going forward, having that perspective on things. But it's like I'm in a car going 100 miles an hour, and I'm also reflecting on being in a car going 100 miles an hour, trying not to crash the car, but I'm observing that I'm in the car.
Yeah. Thanks for that. You described that very well. Tom Sharpling, thank you very much. It was so great to talk to you. Congratulations again on It Never Ends.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Tom Sharpling is a comedian, television writer, and radio host, and the author of It Never Ends, a memoir with nice memories. Find a nice article about Tom at wpr.org/beta.